I'm Andrea Hope, and this is To Mother.
Episode 8, the 12th day of Ramadan. Hi, I'm Andrea Hope, a Baha'i mom and poet, and this is my podcast where I share reflections on parenting with purpose in the modern world. So on To Mother, I share some quotes from the Baha'i writings that inspire me, some practical tips and resources, and sometimes my poetry. Well, last episode, I shared 12 resources that families could use for Ramadan, and that episode actually went over really well. It got a lot more downloads than my regular episodes. So it's something that I will try to do more of in the future if I can give a list of resources all in one go and give all the links. If that's helpful to parents, then that's great and I love that. I forgot to put my storytelling video on that list, I think because I was in the midst of trying to re-record it and try something different. So I'll put it on the list maybe at the beginning as a bonus. And if I'm able to record this new version of the video, I'm trying to do it in slow motion, stop motion it's called, in stop motion, then I'll definitely put the link there as well. And I heard that my storytelling video got translated into two languages now. It's been in Dutch and Italian. So I got contacted by two different people telling me that they really appreciated the video and that they wanted to translate it into Dutch. And then the other person for Italian, the NSA wanted to have it in Italian and in English. So that's pretty cool to hear that, you know, when I make these things, they're so much because I would like them to benefit other people and be a resource. So it's just great to hear feedback. And I can't really list everything that's available. There's still a lot of people doing great things and who have great ideas that I might never hear of, but I want to list as many different kinds of crafts and resources as possible, and songs for kids, any materials for kids. So if you know of anything, please, please email me at info@andreahope.org and tell me what resource has helped you. That could either be just in parenting in general, the different stages of parenting, or it could be directly related to a Baha'i holy day or feast or anything like that. So yeah, and even better for me, even a bonus for me would be if you record yourself giving audio of you describing that resource and how it has helped you, because I'd love to hear many more voices on this podcast besides mine. I thank you for listening to my voice, but it would be great to represent as many different kinds of people and voices as we can. And with that in mind, I said this last episode, but I'll just repeat it, that generally I'm not trying to review or rate. Different kinds of art speak to people differently. I'm hoping more to just give information. And so I might say something that I really appreciated, but in general, I'm hoping to give information to other people so that you can look it up and see if it's a good fit for you, because someone's put their time and their energy and their resources into this, and I would just like to share it. Now, you might be thinking, Andrea, last episode you gave 12 resources about Ramadan. So, do you have anything left? Do you have anything even to talk about in this episode? And that is a great question that I had to think about after I did all of those in one go. I think the 12th day of Ramadan can be kind of difficult sometimes because you have used a lot of your ideas on the first and the ninth day, and then maybe you're not really sure, okay, how should we close this out or what should we do for the last day? So yeah, I wanted to talk about tents today. And so this will be something that it wasn't necessarily a resource in the terms of someone created something that I could share, but I wanted to talk about this idea of creating a tent. So first I'm going to read a quote. This particular quote isn't from the Baha'i writings, the holy writings, but it's from an early believer, Nabil's narrative, and it quotes Baha'u'llah. So some of the friends and followers of Baha'u'llah were blessed enough to be able to stay in the garden with him. And he had a tent in the center and there were tents around for the other friends who were staying there. And they would take turns giving watch outside of the tent. So this is recalling one of those nights giving watch. One night, the ninth night of the waxing moon, I happened to be one of those who watched beside his blessed tent. As the hour of midnight approached, I saw him issue from his tent, pass by the places where some of his companions were sleeping, and began to pace up and down the moonlit, flower-bordered avenues of that garden. So loud was the singing of the nightingales on every side that only those who were near him could hear distinctly his voice. He continued to walk until, pausing in the midst of one of these avenues, he observed, "Consider these nightingales. So great is their love for these roses, that sleepless from dusk till dawn, they warble their melodies and commune with burning passion with the object of their adoration. How then can those who claim to be afire with the rose-like beauty of the beloved choose to sleep?" This is a lovely passage, and it gives us some insight into how Baha'u'llah was feeling at that time. You know, this is after he has made his declaration as the promised one of God. We can't even imagine all the things that are buzzing in his head, in his heart, in his spirit. And this idea that how could one who's attracted to the God and living in the day of God choose to sleep? So it's based on this quote that I wanted to give this idea of creating a tent as a family, if you haven't already, and sleeping inside of the tent for the 12th day of Ramadan. I'm talking about a big tent. So I'm talking about something that's large enough. You can put it in your living room or maybe on your balcony if it's large enough, or if you have a backyard, somewhere besides the bedroom so that it's something new and special. And I wanted to give some ideas about staying in this tent. One thought I had was that you could try to stay up until midnight. So Baha'u'llah talks about how can you choose to sleep. And the narrative says that it was shortly before midnight that he saw Baha'u'llah come out of the tent. Sometimes families stay up until midnight for New Year's Eve. And I think once in a while it's totally fine if you have those older kids to stay up until midnight, especially at this time maybe where they don't have to wake up early the next day. I wondered what that would look like to try and stay up until midnight, and not to just stay up to see if you can stay up, but to use that time that night to deepen on the faith or be of service. So maybe there's a family service project you could do, or maybe you're just going to share stories or songs or watch some of the virtual Rizwan programming that you haven't got a chance to watch yet. But just really use that time staying up to honor Baha'u'llah and to do some activities together. The other idea I had is if you can stay up until midnight, or that doesn't really sound appealing to you, is maybe to just wake up at midnight so you could set an alarm to wake up right before midnight. There's actually a midnight prayer that was revealed by Abdu'l-Bahá, so I'll make sure to link that in the show notes as well. And there were about three different types of tents that I saw, and I'm just going to describe the three different kinds of pictures because you can't see them, unfortunately, but I'll link some if I can. But the first idea was to buy a tent, to buy a nice tent. There's a beautiful picture, which is on Instagram, where there's a tent that was bought. And I think this is a great idea. I'm definitely about crafting and using things around the house and recycling. But I was also thinking that when there's a special occasion, like maybe a holiday like Mother's Day or a birthday, you tend to get something special for that. And that is also nice to get one of these big items that symbolize how special this occasion is. And I remember growing up, we would have like Christmas box. So my mom had two different ways that she would decorate for Christmas, and she would just pretty much use the same decorations every year and then pack them away in this box. And then maybe we'd add one or two things. But we had most of our decorations packed away. So if you are going to look somewhere online, because a lot of the stores are closed, and this is also something that might be difficult just to go to any store and try to find, so probably you're going to want to look online, and the things that you can search are canopy tent or canvas tent or teepee. Things like this are going to give you those classic looking simple tents that are more built for adults. So those are some different things that you can search, and I think that would be really lovely to get it in beige or white so that it could be more similar to an 1863. Like I'm saying, if you're going to get a tent just for Rizwan, then of course it's going to be even more special to the family that you know you only have it during this time of the year. So the second way I've seen in pictures is to get a camping tent, or just to use the camping tent that you already have and set it up that way. And maybe you can think about decorating it in white and having roses, maybe using a sheet and adding roses and things like that. And the third way was to use a table. So this is also something where you use a sheet or a cloth and you drape it over a tall table, and then you can use a clip to hold it onto the table so that there's a nice opening. Or you could use some other kinds of pipes or maybe long tubes that could help you just give it more structure. So I think I saw that one. Oh, yeah, I saw an example of this on the Is Everywhere channel. It was from the group that did Rizwan and Nauru's Is Everywhere, and they have a separate channel where they're giving some crafts and some stories every day of Rizwan, and one of them was building this tent with a table. So I'll also link that. And then some of the things that these tents have in common, whether it's one that you buy or a camping tent or you're using a table, is to make it comfortable inside, to have some throw pillows, maybe have a tray with tea and some little snacks, to have the scent of roses. So that could be a candle or real roses, or it could be rose-scented water. And to have little carpets, which I think is so sweet. So when you go in the tent, it wasn't just the bare tent, but there were these beautiful little carpets that are inside the tent. So that's something, if you have a little rug in your house or you have something that has a pattern on it that you want to put at the bottom of the tent, that also could remind you of how Baha'u'llah would have had the tent during Rizwan. When you're taking the opportunity to learn more about Baha'u'llah's declaration and listen to stories or songs or however you're going forth with it, I had an idea to try to ask questions. I find when I sit down and ask myself questions about what happened or try to describe it in my own words, it really helps me, because then I realize, oh, I don't know the details exactly and I don't want to say the wrong thing. And so it helps me know what details I need to look up again and just to get to know the story even better. So some questions that you could talk about among your family are, how do you think the friends felt when they heard that he was being exiled, and why did they feel that way? And then on the other end, how do you think they felt when they heard that he was a promised one, and why did they feel that way? How would you prepare for a long trip? So, of course, they were in this garden because they were about to leave and they're preparing for this trip. And how do you think they would prepare? What do your family think would be important things to take if they were going on a long trip? Another question is, why did Baha'u'llah and his company have tents instead of sleeping outside? And have you ever heard a nightingale sing? What about another kind of bird? And maybe you could take turns imitating. And if you haven't heard one, you can definitely find recordings of them online. My husband and I actually listened to the singing of a nightingale because we were interested to know more about the bird. And I did a little craft where I made a nightingale out of a sock. So I'll have that link as well. So I think that's basically what I wanted to share for this last day of Rizwan. And I did this time write a short poem. I find it intimidating to write about the faith because I feel that the words are so beautiful and they're so deep. Sometimes I feel like, what could I really add to these descriptions? So I tend to write more about my personal experience or how it translates to my life. But I did just try to write a short poem about Rizwan that I could share with you in closing. So happy Rizwan, and I hope that you were well. The Tent by Andrea Hope. These white walls are not walls at all, rather soft, far-reaching cloth. This home was made to roam, to be folded up on a whim, exiled again and again. Stay with us, we plead. You are our shelter and our guide. You are the glory all abounding. Stay with us, we cry. Yet you are built for sacrifice. We merely weather the storm as you dance on gusts of wind. You, our ruler and our friend. God grant us watchful eyes that wherever we abide, we shall see your paradise.
To Mother is an individual initiative and provides only the personal reflections and insights of its creator. That's me. For more information about the Baha'i Faith, including access to the official writings and contacts for Baha'is in your community, please visit Baha'i.org.